USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. The National Transportation Safety Board on scene in Marietta, Ohio, where Tuesday a twin engine plane crashed shortly before its intended landing. NTSB Aviation Accident Investigator Aaron McCarter Wednesday told reporters the video circulating online showing the plane crashing to the ground does not prove the aircraft was on fire.
Frame rates of the video combined with the fact that the airplane had its landing light on, its anti-collision lights on, and its rotating beacon on, which were very bright as it was coming out of the sky, that made it look like the airplane was on fire.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss is clinging to power after getting grilled by lawmakers in Parliament and taking a hit in the court of public opinion. She's repeatedly apologized for her scrapped economic policies and accepted responsibility for the problems created by it. Opposition lawmakers shouted, "Resign," as she spoke to Parliament. On the streets of London, Juliet Mills says she is kind of torn, but suggests Truss may be the lesser of two evils.
I think she should resign, but people, from my point of view, there's a feeling that perhaps it's better if she doesn't resign, because more chaos will ensue, because she hasn't got a clue how to do the job, basically.
New Jersey has become the latest state to sue some of the world's largest fossil fuel corporations and lobbying groups for their role in the climate crisis. The New Jersey suit specifically targets ExxonMobil, Shell Oil, Chevron, BP, ConocoPhillips, and the American Petroleum Institute. Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says for decades they spread disinformation regarding human-caused climate change and suppressed policy meant to address it.
Had we known this earlier, had we been advised and warned of the dangers of these products, we could have taken actions that would have mitigated or even eliminated many of the risks of climate change, including the prevalence of dangerous storms.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Newly obtained police body camera video shows Tampa police officers arresting confused and stunned convicted felons for allegedly voting illegally in the 2020 election. "I voted, but I ain't commit no fraud," Ramona Oliver can be heard saying on police body cam video obtained from the Tampa Police Department. "I got out. The guy told me that I was free and clear to go vote or whatever because I had done my time," she said. Oliver's attorney said she received a voter registration card and thought she was eligible to vote. The videos, first reported by the Tampa Bay Times, provide a fresh glimpse into a far-reaching state operation earlier this summer to crack down on supposed voter fraud. Hey, are you losing out on your taxes?
More than 9 million Americans could be losing out on money by not filing a federal tax return for 2021. The IRS started sending letters to those individuals and families who could miss out on payments through tax credits last week. That includes the last round of stimulus checks, child tax credits for up to $3,600 per child, and earned income tax credits. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator of the acclaimed Broadway musical Hamilton, hit the campaign trail for the Texas Democratic gubernatorial candidate Beto O'Rourke in Houston, Texas, on Tuesday.
You're here because you believe women should get to control what happens with their own bodies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.